All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your absolutely major podcast. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. We got some great art. This is for I Hate My Boyfriend's Couch. What's my dude's name? He's on Instagram. I'll tell you about it later. RGV_art. I want to thank him for that artwork for this week's background episode. I want to talk about Kyrie Irving not playing, a little bit of vaccine stuff. I want to talk about follow-up of last week. Because that was pretty interesting conversation. And I'm doing a big spoiler alert review of Titane. Alright, whatever. Thanks for being here live, guys. I had to do it live once again. I go live when my weekend is a mess. Okay? That's what I do. I go live when my weekend is a mess, right? But listen, before we even start, here we go. Shout out to DoorDash, okay? DoorDash, sponsor of the show. What do you want to eat tonight? Maybe you want, your favorite home-cooked favorites brought right to your house. Get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app. All right? And enter code Griffin. You hear me? Get 25% off. Enter code Griffin. Shout out to DoorDash, sponsor of the show. Okay. Let's do it. All right. So first up, I got this great art that was sent to me actually today. RJV Arts. Let's go to his. There we go. That's his Instagram right there. Interesting artist. He's got some good work there. He sent me this, and so I'm giving him a shout out, or her. I don't know if it's him or her, whatever. You know, but this is like. I showed this to Rachel. She laughed. So this is like, and we're still trying to do our little I Hate My Boyfriend's Couch on, so just come check that out. The holidays were just weird, man. Holidays weird. And we're doing this live, so shout out to everybody watching live on YouTube. How you doing? You know what I mean? It's good to see you guys out here. Thanks for, being here. Sometimes, I don't give no notification, nothing, but you guys get the notification. So make sure you hit the notifications button right there if you want to see it live like this, and so you don't miss out on it. And, I'm always on Twitch, too. I do Twitch daily, Eric Griffin Gaming. So make sure you check me out on Eric Gaming, and that is, mostly every day, but Eric Griffin Gaming on Twitch, all right? And I also put those videos up on Eric Griffin Gaming on YouTube, my other YouTube channel. So check those out too, man. So Thanksgiving, excuse me, Thanksgiving passed. It was a rough Thanksgiving for me because I was not feeling well. I had like a sinus infection. And then I was concerned. I was like, oh my God, do I have COVID? So I had like some home COVID tests. So I took like three of them. 3 days in a row just to make sure. And I was good. It really was just a sinus infection, which is good. Because you never know. Like these days, you're not feeling well. That's the first thing you think of. You like, you got whatever's going on. You feel like you sniffles, whatever. It's like, oh, no, I have COVID. So that sucks. It sucks that we live in a world like that, but it is what it is. So I had to do that, because I still had shows and stuff, and I didn't want to be out here getting people sick or whatever it is like that, So, but then it subsided, and I was like, all right, I went out. It just affected my voice, but I still had a good time. But Thanksgiving was cool. We were going to go over to Rachel's parents' house, but we didn't go because I just wasn't feeling well, and I didn't want to risk, anything getting them sick, especially her dad, because he had some stuff going on, and we should be healthy around him. So we didn't go there. So instead, Rachel and I went to Century City, and we went to the where did we go? Del Frisco's. They had like a little Thanksgiving thing going on, and it was cool. You know, it was nice. I love spending time with Rachel. Is great. So you know, when we're together, it doesn't matter what we're doing. It just was cool. We had a cool time. The food was delicious, and we just had a good time together. You know, and Rachel has a bunch of decorations up now. You know, Rachel's Jewish, so she has like her, like yesterday was the first day of Hanukkah, I believe. I don't know. So she, you know, so she got the menorah with the candles lit. And then we also got a Christmas tree. So she got the Christmas tree and she like got the lights on the Christmas tree. And above the Christmas tree is like, Happy Hanukkah. I actually should have, oh man, see, I'm slipping. I should have taken a picture of that and shown you guys that. Maybe I'll have that be the background for next week, is the picture of the living room with the Happy Hanukkah and all that kind of stuff on there. So, you know, oh man. So, yeah, I didn't want to, you know, like I said, I it was like a up and down Thanksgiving. So, it, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's like, you know, holidays are great when you have somebody to share them with, you know. So I've just been a perpetual bachelor for so long that it's different now. You got somebody in your life. And you're just like, now you understand what the holidays are all about. You know, it's like sharing that time. And it was nice. I was thankful for Rachel being here with me and, you know, me being with her and just the time that we spent together. It was good. But I had like a little scare too, because, you know, you guys know I talk about my mom. My mom's got dementia. And of course, my stepdad calls me and he's like, Eric, your mom took off. You know, because my mom thinks her grandmother's alive. She thinks her grandmother, her long dead grandmother, she thinks is alive and lives down the street. So sometimes she just gets fed up. I guess she's like in this thing now. So she gets her dressed, gets her coat on and all this stuff. And she just starts walking to grandma's house. Of course, she don't know where she is. She's just walking so far. And then she fell down, you know, so we had to call the police and somebody helped her. Thank goodness there's good people out there. You know, and so she had like a black eye and like, you know, and still I'm talking to her and she just doesn't know. I go, Ma, you know, she was like, well, Michael's with me. And I'm like, no, he wasn't, you know, but it's like, what can you do? So luckily she's okay. So now we really got to consider they're in an independent living place, but it might be time for some more help. So that's, it's hard, you know, it's hard. So, you know, shout out to anybody that's dealing with like Alzheimer's, dementia, and their family, because it's like it's really all on you, you know. Like I'm an only child, man. When you're an only child, it's tough. You know, I got no support. You know, my stepdad, you know, he's there by himself too. I ain't even doing enough to help him. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Anyways, I don't want to go into all that. So last week, you know, last week we had a real heated discussion about what happened with, what's his face? Kyle Rittenhouse. Remember this from last week? Oh, hey, he's back. Just want to say I enjoyed all the discourse in the comments. You know, I was in the comments too. I wanted to like, you know, because people had a lot of things to say. I just wish if you disagree or if you have something to say, express yourself. You know, if you say, I disagree with you, tell me why you disagree with me. Like, if you went out of your way to write a comment, then say, I disagree because I feel this way. There was a lot of rude, ignorant-ass people in the comments who, like, they just want to attack. Like, they're so, like, you have a little brain if your first thing to do is attack me, as opposed to just being like, because, like, to me, I know the people in the comments that attacked me, they didn't watch the whole video. They didn't watch everything that I said. They only watched what they wanted to say. That got heated, and then they attacked me, you know, and that was it. But for all you people that, like, had a really intelligent back and forth, I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate the, like, you know, the back and forth, and, you know, I hope you understand where I was coming from. I want to clear some things up. I will say, like, I know that some people thought when I was making the dog comparison that I was trying to say that those people could sue him. That was not the point of that. The point I was trying to make is how the laws are different for how the laws can be different for certain things, how you could be held accountable for your dog doing something, you know, based off the fact that it's vicious, right? But then, like, I was trying to say that a weapon is, like, it's always lethal, but you're not necessarily accountable for that. That was really the point I was trying to make with that. But actually, even as I say that, I mean, those people actually could, their families could sue him, but it might get thrown out. I mean, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, they could try to get a civil trial that, you know, he brought a weapon and their family member died. You know, I don't know how those particular laws work. I'm not a lawyer. I was just saying how the laws, there's different laws for different things based off that. But I thought it was a good discussion. And thank you for the people that got involved. I enjoyed being in the comments with you guys. And so that was pretty interesting. But again, we're not going to go all into that. I just wanted to give you, you know, thanks for that. So something I did want to talk about today is good old, oh, wait, why is this like that? Oh man, the it's all messed up. See, this is what happens when you're doing shit live. You know what I mean? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Boom. Get him down. There he is. okay, I fixed it. So anyways, oh, and thank you for the super chat. I appreciate the super chat from Canada, I believe that is. So good old, I'm using Kyrie Irving as an example of this subject that I want to talk about is that, you know, so Kyrie Irving, so there's a vaccination law in New York that to be indoors or to work, if you work in New York, I believe, and, you know, I don't know for sure, but it's something about being in New York. You have to be vaccinated to work in New York. Kyrie Irving doesn't want to get vaccinated, and so now he can't play. And so, you know, he's sitting on the bench. Even though he's making half his salary, he's making $17 million. So he's not, let's not act like he's a hero, okay? You know what I mean? But it is what it is. So, you know, it's a tough situation. You know, I ask myself, how do I feel about this? And I think it's different for everyone. I think it's different for everyone. So there is, he does fall under the young and healthy category of like, can someone like that, a professional athlete, fight off COVID more so than the rest of society? Probably. I think if Kyrie Irving gets COVID, he most likely is going to like, it's going to be fine for him. And he's going to pass over. He's going to pass through it. Okay. But the people that he interacts with, because why are you taking the vaccine? You know, that's the big question I think you have to ask yourself. Are you taking the vaccine for yourself or are you taking the vaccine for other people? And I think it's different for depending on where you are at stage in life. I mean, I'd like to think that we're taking the vaccine in the same way we're wearing masks. We wear a mask not for ourselves, but for other people. We're taking the vaccine. You know, you take it so if you get it, but also so you don't spread it. That's what they're saying. I don't know. I don't get why Kyrie Irving is not taking this vaccine. I don't get it. This stance that he's taking, like he's like looking out for the little people who are being forced to take the vaccine. It's weird because I almost understand that. I almost understand it, but I don't believe in it. Like, I don't think that that's strong enough. You know, we've done like over 1 billion people have taken this thing. And, you know, we don't really know what the long-term effects are going to be. We don't even know the long-term effects of COVID, actually. I don't know yet. I don't know if, like, this has been around for 1.5 years. So we don't know, like, in 5 years, the people that have had COVID, are they still going to have some lung issues or something? I don't know. Or how about the people that have taken the vaccine? Like, is there going to be some lingering thing? Like, you know, is that what he's waiting for? Is that what the anti-vaxxers are waiting for? To be like, ah, you see? Everybody's ears fell off or whatever it is. I don't know if that's going to be the case. Now, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, guys. I'm just trying to talk common sense of just how I perceive this thing. But to me, it just feels like if some people are allergic to things. Like when you go to the doctor, even if you go to the dentist or anything, and they're going to give you anything, they always ask you, are you allergic to any medication? I mean, people are allergic to stuff. People are going to have an adverse reaction to things that most people do not have a reaction to. What's an example? Like insulin. I mean, there are people who are it's a small percentage, but there are people who might be allergic to that. So that's not going to be the thing that's going to help them. It might actually hurt them. Even latex. I mean, there are people who are allergic to latex. It doesn't mean latex is wrong. It doesn't mean insulin is wrong. It's just for that person, it's not good. So should we all not do it because, you know, a few people? And it is a few people. So, you know, I don't know. Like, all these studies people are talking about, these, like, armchair scientists, and they're looking online and they're Googling effects of the vaccine, and they're using that as a justification to be like, well, I'm not going to take it because, look, I don't know, man. I think there's enough stories of people. I think there's enough stories of people that are unvaccinated with health issues, age, weight problems, that are dying in the hospital to be like, all right, I think we should take this. But again, it's anecdotal to you. For me, I'm almost 50. I am not in great shape. I got that vaccine like this because I saw the numbers about people that are obese. They're in the hospital. They're dying of COVID, you know. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm for me. I took it. I'm glad my parents took it. They got COVID with the vaccine. My stepfather has pre-existing conditions, like asthma. I think COVID would have killed him probably. It was terrible to see him in the hospital. So I was like, all right. I was watching First Take today, and Stephen A. Smith was telling a story about a family friend of his who was overweight, a complete anti-vaxxer, died of COVID in the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of stories like this. So for me, at my age, my health level, I took it. I felt like it was important for me to take it, and I wanted my parents to take it. If you're a young person out there and you're just like, hey, I don't want to take this, I respect your right, okay? And I also feel like I get this idea that, like, it feels like people are being forced to take it, you know? Like, they're saying, hey, we're not telling you to take the vaccine. It's just if you want to live in America, you have to take it. You know what I mean? And, like, it feels like that. So I kind of get this, like, you know, there. It's like you have one side who's saying, we're trying to do this to help you. We're trying to, you know, we're looking out for you because you're not looking out for yourself. So you got to do this thing. And so I can understand people being like, hey, man, this is against my rights. This is America. You know, I get that. And that's the stance that Kyrie Irving's trying to take, I think. But I just don't agree with it. I just don't. You know, I feel like there's not enough evidence to be like, hey, I don't want to take this because it's gonna mess me up. I don't. Where are those? I think that those things. But who even knows with this media in this day and age? Would those, like, stories be front and center, man? Like, are those stories going to be front and center of being like, here's 100,000 people who have taken the vaccine and this has happened? But even if 100,000 people drop dead from the vaccine out of billions of people that have taken it, I think those are great odds in terms of, like, the what we're trying to protect from. But again, listen, have your own opinion. I'm just saying, I think it all depends on who you are and what stage of life you're in. If you are not young and healthy, I have a problem with you talking about, I'm not taking this vaccine. If you're one of these in this group of people that can easily spread it, easily catch it, easily die from it. So, again, it's like, it's so layered. What's my favorite word, y'all? Nuanced. I got to say nuanced when I'm singing my,
it's nuanced.
So who knows? So I don't get why it's like he's doing this, you know? And then now what are they going to do? First of all, the Nets don't need him. That's what they're proving. Even with all the stuff that's going on, the Nets got the number one seed in the East. They're playing great right now. They've gotten it together. It was weird at first. I think they're figuring themselves out. The Nets have already said, we ain't going to re-sign this dude because it's one thing after another with him. It's like he leaves the team for whatever reason. He doesn't show up. You know, it was like he didn't go to the bubble. Remember when he didn't go to the bubble? He's always getting hurt. Like, it's like there's so many, like, baggage with him that his talent isn't outweighing all this baggage, man. So I don't know. I he's cost himself two championships by no fault of his own, other than he's injury prone. So the first year when he was with LeBron James in Cleveland, he gets injured. I think they win the championship against Golden State if he's healthy. Just him. Just if he's healthy. They took him to six games, and it was just LeBron and Dellavedova. And then last year, the Nets were beating the brakes off the Milwaukee Bucks with Kyrie Irving. I mean, 20-point wins. He goes down, Milwaukee wins. So he would have three championships, I think. Maybe more. Maybe Golden State. Okay, check this out. Maybe Cleveland beats Golden State year one, right? They have the confidence now. Golden State don't have this confidence that they're champs. Maybe they don't come back the next year and win 73 games, and Cleveland goes on a run. They won the next year anyway. You get what I'm saying? So maybe LeBron would have won back-to-back championships. Maybe, and then they would have got, maybe they would have then got Kevin Durant. Or maybe because Golden State wasn't in this championship mode, maybe Oklahoma City would have beat Golden State that year, and then it would have been Oklahoma City, Cleveland in the championship. You know, like the whole thing would have changed just because of Kyrie Irving's injury. So anyways, like I say, man, I think it is a very strange choice that he's making. I respect his choice. I just don't believe his rationale is correct. Like he's always talking about he's doing this for the little people, but I don't believe him. I don't know. I don't, you know, when you got so much money in the bank, maybe he just doesn't even want to play anymore for some reason. But like, what's he waiting on? At this point, it's pride. You know, like what is he waiting on that's going to happen? Like life is going on. The NBA is going on. I think people that are anti-vax, they really want everyone to drop dead. Like they really want, so they can be like this. Uh-huh. You see, I told you. But other than that, what are you waiting on? You know, if you're young and healthy, then if you're young and healthy and you can overcome COVID, then wouldn't you feel like a young, healthy person can overcome side effects of the vaccine? But who knows? I'm not a scientist. It, you know, it, maybe it's not a correlation to that. You know, maybe it's not the same, you know, they affect things differently. If you are a doctor or scientist or you know one, I do have one question for anybody out there that is like really in, like knows this answer. But if you do have an adverse reaction to the vaccine, does that also mean that COVID affects you more than it affects other people? Does that happen? You guys know what I'm saying? That is a question that I would really love a doctor or a scientist, someone to answer for me. You know, let me say it again. If you have a reaction to the vaccine, would you then also have a reaction to the COVID in the same way? Like, are you more susceptible to that? Because if that's the case, then you got to throw those numbers out. Like, who cares? You know? That is a question that I would love a doctor. Because a doctor might say, like, oh, no, it's not the same thing. Or they might be like, yes. You know, I don't know. Let's see. Somebody just asked a very interesting question. Let's see. Let me go back to my regular background. So that's the Kyrie Irving. Oh, before I even look at that question, you know what? Let's get back into our sponsor. You know, guys, DoorDash. I love DoorDash. You know, sometimes you don't have time to cook. You know, sometimes this cooking's not in your thing. You know what I mean? And so you need some food, and maybe you don't want to go to your favorite restaurant, or maybe you don't. And then this is a great way to support your favorite local restaurants is to use an app like DoorDash. It's so easy and convenient now that it's like, I don't even think about it. You know, they leave the stuff at your door if you're worried about COVID. You know, the app is so detailed about like what you want on your food, take things off, put things on. It's so easy. You know what I mean? You can even get groceries now or just a backup meal from your favorite local restaurant, and it's all delivered by DoorDash. It's time to get back out there, but if you're not quite ready for a full-blown adventure, there's still ways to explore the world from the comfort of your home. With DoorDash, you don't need to travel far to experience something new. You know what the past year has taught us is enjoy every moment, savor every moment, and savor it with some savory food, right? You don't want to spend time prepping and cooking. You know, you don't have to do it all the time, but there are days where you're just like, you know what? I want this fast. I want it now. And like I say, DoorDash is totally the way to go. So for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on the first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code Griffin. That's 25% off, up to $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code Griffin. Don't forget, that's code Griffin for 25% off your first order with DoorDash, subject to change, terms apply. All right, let's go to our other sponsor, guys. We got two ads today, and this is one of my favorite sponsors. It's BetterHelp, you know? BetterHelp, we're still living in crazy times, man. I'm dealing with stuff all the time, you know? And so check in with BetterHelp. It's a great way to, like, just talking about stuff is so important, man. I'm in therapy right now with some family stuff, and it just, it unlocks things that I didn't even realize was an issue. Boundaries and abandonment and these kinds of things that you don't even realize, but with a licensed professional that recognizes patterns from the things that you say and do, they will help you organize your thoughts. They ain't gonna solve your problems, but when you can understand your problems, you can combat them better. I mean, we're all dealing with stuff, man. Depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, not sleeping, trauma. And this is convenient. It's affordable. And, you know, I highly recommend it. It's totally worth it, man. It's totally worth it. So, guys, BetterHelp, all right? Go out there and start living a happier, better life today, all right? Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Griffin. BetterHelp for a 10% off your first month. I want you to start living a happier life, and listeners will get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Griffin. All right, guys. Let's see. So somebody asked a question I thought it's kind of interesting. Eric, how do you feel about Rogan Segura shitting on the Comedy Store lineups all the time now? Are you still doing spots there? Yes, I am still doing spots there, and so is Tom Segura when he comes into town. He does spots there. So when he's on the lineup, I'm sure he doesn't think it's shitty. When I'm on a lineup, I don't think it's shitty. But, you know, is the show like as powerful and strong as it was before when you had all these dignitaries of comedy coming there? No, because people are out of town, and also not every comic is vaccinated. So they're not letting every comic perform there. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? I don't take it personal. Listen, I'm funny as hell. When I'm on the lineup, I know I make the lineup better. So they ain't talking about, they just, you know, they live in Austin now, and they collectively want to, they're collectively saying like, oh, as a whole, we don't like these lineups anymore. That's fine. I don't take it personal, because I know when I'm on a lineup, I'm tearing it up. People are having a good time when I'm on the lineup, so I don't take offense to it. So I get what they're talking about. You know, it means nothing to me. You know, they'll be back. Ain't nothing happening in Austin. You know what I'm saying? The comedy scene is not moving to Austin. Sorry. Good try. Good try, though. But go get your no state tax, and, you know, I'm sure the huge wealth that Rogan has in L.A., it's even more in Austin. All the money he's saving on taxes and all that stuff. But the comedy universe, the mecca of comedy, look at me, will never, ever be in Austin. Okay? So, I don't care. You know what I mean? Again, I don't take offense. Both guys, I still consider friends. I get why they try. I remember Rogan saying to me he didn't like he trashes lineups all the time, man. This ain't a new thing. Like right to my face, like I'm going to the Laugh Factory, and he's like, "God, oh, those lineups are dog shit." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm on the lineup." You know, it's like that's what comics do, man. We talk shit, so it is what it is. So I don't really take offense to it. And if you go to the Comedy Store, you're gonna have a good time. So, you know what I mean? So don't worry about it. You'll see, because Bill Burr still goes there. You know, we still got Bill Burr on the lineup. We still got, like, there's a lot of really funny people. They go, Bobby Lee's there. Andrew Santino's at the Comedy Store. I'm at the Comedy Store. There's a lot of funny people at the Comedy Store that Rogan himself thinks is funny. You know, so, you know what I mean? It is what it is, you know? People like to talk shit. That's just what the nature of what comedians do. You know what I mean? Okay, now, guys. Spoiler alert at this point right now. Huge spoiler alert. But I want to tell you guys right now, even with this spoiler alert, okay? Even with this spoiler alert, I still think you should go watch this movie. Even with what I'm about to do right now, still go watch this movie. The movie's called Titan. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Titan, you know, there's the girl. Can you see her? Titan. I don't know how to say the name, but it's a French movie. Let's go to the IMDb real quick. Let's go to the IMDb. Yeah, it stars. Let's see. Like, these are the director Julia Daca something, you know, French or something. I don't know. Oh my God. The actress Agatha Rosselli, she's the star. It's got a lot of like interesting people in the movie, but this, guys, let me tell you something right now. This is without a doubt the weirdest movie I've ever seen in my life. Okay? So I said, we got to talk about this movie. It's like a French movie. It was in like the Cannes Festival. It won a bunch of awards because it is artsy fartsy as hell. It is what it is. Exactly. Fly guys, stop talking smack in the chat. It is Titan. Who knows how to say it? You know what I mean? Anybody? Somebody phonetically spell it in the chat. This is the craziest movie. Listen to me, people. It's the craziest movie I've ever... Oh, it means titanium. Okay, got it. That makes sense. Okay. Movie opens up, y'all. We're going to go play by play for the movie. This is the spoiler alert part right here. Movie opens up. A dad and a daughter driving in a car. The daughter's in the back seat behind the dad. She's acting up. She being a little brat. She kicking the back of the seat. Okay, the dad is like, stop it. And you have to read this movie too. By the way, it's not on Netflix. I actually bought it on Amazon. I rented it on Amazon. Bobby Lee told me to watch this movie. And him and I got similar taste. And when he says something is weird, I'm like, I got to go watch this movie. Okay, Titan, that's how you say it? It's pronounced Titan. Okay, Titan. Is that right? Titan? I don't know. Anyway, so the little girl's in the back and she's kicking the seat, acting up. So he turns around eventually like, stop it, right? But when he turns around to stop her because she unbuckles her seatbelt, they get into a tragic car accident. Cut to this picture right here, the little girl. See the little girl? She's like in a headgear because she just had to get surgery. So she's in like some gear and obviously, you know, she was badly injured in this car accident. So it's probably a time jump of like the surgery that they did, and they put a titanium plate in her head. So she's got this bruise on the side of her head where this titanium plate is. So now she's getting out of the hospital. She's a little girl. She's got her like little girl jump in swagger, and she goes over to a car, all right? As they were going out the hospital, she goes over to a car and she hugs the car, okay? She hugs the car and she kisses the window of the car. You go, okay. You don't know how weird this is yet. Cut to now, time jump. She's a woman in her 20s. And she's now a model, okay? She a model for cars. And she's at this club that there's cars, and she's one of these like beautiful models that like dances on cars. So she's doing like a striptease dance on cars, and she's like doing that whole thing, and it's all sexy. The movie's very sexy. It's a lot of nudity. The music's great, and it's, you know, it's gritty, and it's, you know, like I say, it's very artsy fartsy. So she's obviously got like, she got a chip on her shoulder all the time. You can see she's got an attitude problem. So she finishes her dance, and like, you know, she's taking a shower, you know what I mean? And she's very weird how she's looking at everybody, you know, it's all the nudity. And then like, you know, she's leaving the place, and you know, guys are asking for her autograph, and she's giving them the autographs. So now she's going out, she's leaving the building, and guys are still there, and she goes, ah, fuck off, you know, she don't want to do any more autographs. So now she starts walking to her car, which I don't understand is like 8 blocks away. Okay, this is the only thing I didn't understand. Like, wherever this, like, stadium was that they're having this party, now she walking, a guy starts following her, all right? And then, you know, she knows the guy's following, and she's getting a little scared, so she runs to her car. And then the guy's, like, talking, and, you know, he's saying her name. So she gets to her car. She gets in her car, and the guy comes to the car, you know? And he's like, hey. She rolls the window down. And he's like, I just want an autograph, you know? And she's like, okay. You know what I mean? She's like, all right, get the autograph. And then he's all like, I think I'm in love with you. I know it's weird, but I'm in love with you. And she's like looking at him strange. And then he reaches in the car, grabs her face, and he just starts kissing her. Okay. And then she's like sort of fighting. And then she starts kissing him back. But while she's kissing him back, she pulls out, she's got her hair in like a thing. And it's a spike that she's got her hair tied up in. She pulls the spike out and she kills him. I mean, just murders him, dude. Puts him in the back of the car, drives off. So you like, damn, you don't even know what happens. Like, I don't know how she got rid of the body. I don't know what happens. So I'm like, oh, shit. All right, cut to now. There's some girl that's sort of interested in her. I think it's one of the other models. You know what I mean? I saw the movie like a week ago, so like, forgive me if I'm not getting all the details right, but I'm telling you, it's a weird-ass movie. All right. Oh, wait. I'm skipping something very important. She gets home. Now she's taking a shower because when she was stabbing the dude, he was like vomiting like whatever on her. So all over her neck is like his like death vomit. So, you know, so she's in the shower. She's like, oh, my God, get this all off of me. She done killed a dude and she don't even know what's up. Why she kills this. You know, she killed the guy. I mean, he was like forcing himself on her. But even still, like, you got killed a motherfucker. All right. Anyway. Then the door rattles. The front door like starts to go. Goo-goo-goo-goo. The whole room starts to shake, you know, and she butt ass naked. Right. And then she stalks over to the door. So at first you think, is the guy not dead and it's him? And then she peeks out the door and there's a car outside her door. Like a car, like an old ass sort of Cadillac type car. And the headlights are on. And the headlights, you know, they're blinking. The car is shaking. And she's looking at the car. Then she walks outside butt ass naked over to the car. And the car is making whatever noise. Cut to, she inside the car having sex with the car. Take that in. Y'all take a moment and take that in. She having sex with the car, y'all. She having sex with the car. She got the seatbelts wrapped around both arms and she in the car and she's a, you know what I mean? And then the car is jumping up and down. The car is doing like this, like one of those like, you know, low rider cars in East LA. And she's just boom. And the music is going and the headlights are blinking. And she, you're looking at this and you're like, she fucking the car. Like, what? She having sex with the car? So now, you don't know what kind of movie you're watching at this point, all right? Okay, so it's like, is this some magic stuff? Is this some weird like Christine, some Stephen King type stuff? So, all right, cut to now. She had sex with this car. So now she off doing her life. So anyway, one of the other models who They were in the shower together earlier. They were in the shower together. The girl got nipple. She got nipple earrings, nipple rings. And then the other girl, they're looking at each other. And it's some like flirty lesbianics going on. And the girl drops her soap and she leans down and her hair gets caught on the girl's nipple. So now she's trying to take her hair out the nipple and it's all like, oh my God, you know, then she like rips it off. It's like weird. It's sexy, but sort of weird. You know what I mean? And then, so now, okay, so after the car sex, she's with this girl at her place. So she at the girl's place, you know, or they're out at the, like they're out someplace. And she's like, have you ever been with a girl before? Because the girl, the main girl, is like sucking on the girl's nipples with the nipple thing on. You know what I mean? And she's like biting it and she's pulling it. And then the girl's getting uncomfortable. The other girl, with, you know, she's like, okay, I don't know. Do you know what you're doing? Like, it was so, like, she very much was like, have you ever been with a woman before? Because I don't know if this is like, do you like this type of thing? Her whole vibe was like, yo, you messing with my nipple, girl. This is too much. And then she's like pulling the nipple ring with her teeth. And so the nipple is stretching. And then, like, she does something and the girl goes, ow, stop it. You know what I mean? And so the girl jumps up and the other girl's like looking at her weird. And then, you know, but then. So then, like, this main girl, like, what's her name in the movie so we can start calling her name in the movie? Like, what does she play? Alexia. All right, her name's Alexia. So Alexia, she's starting to have stomach pains. Like, something's going on with her stomach, all right? And her stomach's starting to grow. Like, y'all, the car got her pregnant. Car got her pregnant, y'all. So she pregnant with a car baby, okay? Y'all hear what I'm saying? She pregnant with a car baby. I already said the spoiler alert, so sorry if you're just coming in. You better turn it off. But I still don't. You still should watch this movie, even though I'm spoiling it. All right. So now she having a car baby. So now she knows something's up, and like the other girl is like weirded out, and then she, you know, she runs over to her and hugs her. She's like, oh my God. And then okay, so now cut to they back at the girl's apartment, and they're like kissing, and they're like whatever. And then the girl pulls the spike out. And kills this girl. She kills her. I don't know why she kills her. I didn't understand why she kills her. So she kills the girl, right? And it's a big battle of killing. But here's the issue. This chick got four roommates. So now another chick comes out and she's like, oh shit, I gotta kill this bitch too. So now there's a big struggle where she got to kill this bitch. And this is a big fight on the stairs. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my God. Ah, you know, she got to kill her. And then as she kills her, she thinks she's done. A big ass naked black dude comes out the room. But he's like a big black dude, but he's soft, you know, and he's holding his dick, you know, like covering himself up like, you know, he's asking some weird question. And she's looking at him like, how many of y'all here? So now she got to go up to the black dude all sensual. And she hugs him. And then she kills him. You know? And then there's another one. So now she massacres all these roommates. So now what's up? They all dead. So now she in trouble. Because now it's in the news. There's a massacre. You know, there's a serial killer on the loose. People are dying, right? So now what does she do? All right. In the movie, there's a story on the news of a kid who's been missing. So he's been missing since he was like 10 years old. And they're all like, have you seen this kid? This chick decides she's going to assume that kid's life. She's going to pretend she's a dude. And she's the long lost kid. So the kid looks a certain way. So she decides that she needs to break her nose to look like this kid. And this scene is so graphic. And like, I was like looking at it like this. Oh, bitch, don't do that. What you doing? Like, she's punching herself in the nose, dude. And it's such an intense scene because she works herself up. And then she like punches herself, and she keeps punching herself in the nose, and you're like, bitch, stop. And then she looks and she goes, this ain't gonna be it. And then she's in the bathroom, right? So she's holding the sink. And then she looks at the edge of the sink like, you know what? I gotta break my nose on this sink. So then she you know, works herself up to like slam her nose on the sink. And it's such an, like, the scene is so like, it's, you're like, no. So she does that. All right. So now she shows up at this family's house, this dude. Now he's like the chief of the fire department. He works in fire rescue at this fireplace with a bunch of dudes. Okay. So she shows up like, hey, I'm your long lost son. The cops, she goes to the police, whatever. And then like, you know, so he picks her up. It's a whole thing. They're not sure. You know what I mean? Cause you're not sure. You know, and she like cut her hair, you know what I mean? To look like a boy. And then remember, she also pregnant with a car baby. So the belly's growing and she got titties. So she like keeps wrapping herself with like medical gauze and really tight where she's cutting herself. So she has to wrap herself so she can hide the baby and hide the titties. The dad now, this police guy, this fire chief guy is a weirdo. He's taking steroids. Like apparently it feels like he's about to lose his job or he can't do the job anymore. So he's taking steroids. So he's always butt ass naked in the bathroom, shooting his booty with steroids. And he's weird. He's weird. Obviously the loss of his son has affected him. So he's really enamored by this kid, this person that is now, he thinks his son, but he acting weird. You know what I mean? Like, he's being creepy. Like the way he's hugging the boy that he thinks is a boy, but it's this girl. You know, it's just like you go, are you trying to fuck your son? You know what I mean? Like, it's like that. All right. So the Alexia is acting weird. So now the kid's name is Adrian. You know, it's the boys. I think it was Adrian. Yeah. Well, even if it wasn't, you get what I'm saying. So he's got this boy's name now. And, you know, the dad is like, You know, I'm gonna take care of you. You're my son now. Don't worry. But Alexia, Adrian is all like, okay, I'm just trying to get away from because I murdered a bunch of people. So, but people are kind of find it strange. Like the other guys at the firehouse, which is very homoerotic too, by the way. This firehouse is like a gay club on West Hollywood, the way people are like interacting and acting with each other. This is some weird ass shit, man. So now the father is like trying to, you know, cause Alexia is acting like, hey, I don't want to talk because, you know, I have a woman's voice and you know what I'm saying? Like she's trying to like, and so the fire guy brings his son along to join the fire department, you know? So she's going on fire trips and rescue missions. But people are starting to be like, you seem weird, you know? Like, you seem weird. And so, like, a lot of weird stuff happens between them, you know? And then, like, the belly keeps getting bigger. And then, like, she keeps scratching her belly. Scratching her belly. And then as she scratches her belly to the point where the skin breaks and there's, like, metal. Like her womb is metal and you could see it through the skin. And you're just like, she having a car baby. Like, what is happening? And then acting all weird and strange, man. Like the dad is like the way the dad is hugging. Okay, so then the mom shows up, okay? The mom shows up. And the mom know this ain't her son, okay? The mom like, this ain't my son. She don't say that, but her whole demeanor is like, because she knows her ex-husband, because they've broken up, because he went crazy. You know, that's what happens a lot in these situations. You know, in real life, you know, a kid vanishes or something happens and the couple can't stay together because of guilt and whatever. So they're expressing that. So they had broken up. So now the mom knows this ain't her kid, you know. And then like, all right, the girls in the room, she takes the gauze off and her titties are all and her body is all bruised up and she's scratching herself and the titanium is showing. You know what I mean? And then like, the mom busts in on her and she sees the titties and everything, but she already knew. She already knew. And she was like, oh, you poor thing. And then she tells her, I don't know what you're doing, but make sure you take care of, you know, her ex-husband. Take care of him, you know? Because she know this guy needs this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird. All right. Then the dad sort of, you realize the dad knows this ain't his son, but he needs it. And he's like, he says, I don't really care who you are. You're my son, you know? And like the kid is naked. The girl's naked, but she has a towel. And he's like, I don't care who you are, you know? And then the towel falls and he sees the titties, right? And he don't do nothing. He just grabs the towel, puts it back over, and is like, you know. But I get the feeling that he obviously was attracted to this person. You know what I'm saying? Because he was acting so weird. All right, now cut back to the firehouse. There's a rave going on at the firehouse. And this is what I'm saying, how homoerotic it was. All these fire dudes in great shape. Oh, but wait. Let me go back. One of the dudes who was like second in command with the fire guy, he knew something was up with this person. Like, he knew also it was a girl. So they go on like a fire. They go on like a huge fire thing. And the fire chief guy, the dad, he basically kills this kid because he knows. He basically allows this kid to die. It was crazy to protect this secret, you know? So then cut to now. They're celebrating this kid's death. They're having this sort of homoerotic rave, where they're dancing with each other and whatnot. And then, like, the Alexia, Adrian is dancing. They're doing slam dancing. And then they pick him up, right? Pick him, her up, and, like, take her. And she's on top of the fire truck. And everybody's like, Adrian. And then she starts dancing all sexy, like a girl. And then all these dudes with their shirts off, music playing, drinking beer with each other. Like, the scene was, like I said, homoerotic is the best way I can describe it. They looking up at, like, what you doing, dude? You know, they're like they got looks of, like, some of them are like, okay. And others are like, what's happening right now? And I thought that was strange. Like you acting like this is out of bounds when all y'all dancing with each other and acting weird anyway. So then the dad comes, sees, you know what I mean? And now, you know, they're seeing on the news. Because what had happened was that one kid saw that they have a description of the killer, and it looks just like the guy, but it's a girl. So he even says to, when they were out at that fire stop, where they were out at this fire, big fire in the woods where the guy had killed him, he's saying, like, he says, how do you know her? You know, like, he knows it's the girl. So this guy, the father, that's when the father decides to kill the guy. You know what I mean? So now the girl's belly is, like, protruding, and a situation is happening. She's at the firehouse. Like, she's about to have this baby. Oh, and motor oil is coming out of her titties. Okay? Motor oil. You hear what I said? Motor oil coming out the titties. Motor oil coming out of her vagina. Like, she just covered, like, motor oil is coming out of all her orifices. She's vomiting motor oil because she's having a car baby. Then, you know, once he realizes it's, like, they admit to each other that it's a girl, the father and her, they having sort of, like, not romantic, but you feel like, ooh, are they going to smash? You know what I mean? And then she's, like, going into labor, you know, and it's a weird-ass labor. The dad's there, you know, trying to help her, and then a little car baby comes out. Okay, so she has a car baby, but the baby looks like a regular baby, but the spine has, like, metal. Like, there's metal on the spine. And the movie ends with the dad holding this baby, which is now going to probably replace the Adrian. So who knows what this dad's going to do with this baby. Guys, I don't know what else to say, but this was, without a doubt, the most bizarre, strangest movie. You hear what I'm saying? This was the most strangest movie I have ever seen in my entire life. All right, y'all. I don't know what to say. Another weird episode of Riffing with Griffin. You know, we do it different all the time. Make sure you check me out on Twitch daily. I'm gonna go on Twitch in probably 30 minutes after this. You know, check out this movie wherever you can, like, rent it or whatever. It's a totally bizarre movie. I know I completely spoiled the whole movie, but it actually is gonna help you when you watch to be like, what? So check that out. Thanks for watching Riffing with Griffin. Shout out to DoorDash and BetterHelp. Shout out to all you guys in the chat for being here. Appreciate you. My schedule is up. You know, I'm gonna be at the La Jolla Comedy Store this coming weekend. And I'm going to be at the Arizona, at Stand Up Live in Arizona in Phoenix next weekend. So, you know, if you're in those areas, come and check me out. Shout out to Rachel and I Hate My Boyfriend's Couch. This great art that was submitted by RGV_arts on Instagram. And you know what? I appreciate you guys being here every single week. And I will see you next week. Peace.